Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
Well, if you have your Bible, hold it up. Let's make our confession of faith. Say it with me. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind's alert. My heart's receptive. I'll not leave the same as I came in Jesus' name. And every time I come to Church on the Rock, my faith and my life get stronger and stronger. Can we thank God for the Word? Thank you for the Word, Lord. Amen. Well, open your Bible today to 1 Timothy chapter 2. We're finishing a series on Pray First, 3 weeks. Next weekend, I'll be here. I hope you'll be here. We have a guest speaker. It's biker weekend. You say, I don't have a motorcycle. You don't have to have a motorcycle, okay? It's an outreach. So come and invite your friends that are into motorcycles. Or you may have one sitting in the garage. Time to get it out. I'm going to ride mine if the weather's permitting next week. Praise the Lord. But it's a biker weekend. We used to have these all the time as outreaches. And we have a wonderful guest speaker going to be here with us next week. So we're all about outreach. We're all about reaching the unreached and telling the untold, using a lot of different ways to do that. Amen? So today, I'm finishing our series on Pray First. Pray First. And we're realizing that that's the only hope for our nation. Our nation is in decline. Our culture is trying to redefine what God has already defined, male and female, the home, the family. Why do you think they're attacking our children? Because if you get the children, you change the culture. You understand that, right? Why do you think the public school system is under attack right now, doing things, our culture is doing things that I would have never dreamed in my lifetime? They're after your children. Because if they get the children, they change a culture. So it's interesting, it's exciting. What a great opportunity we have right now for revival and an awakening from the White House to our house. So we've been looking at the answer. What in the world is going on? I think you know. What in the world are we to do about it? Complaining doesn't change darkness. Light changes darkness. So instead of complaining, we need to be salt and we need to be light. Light affects darkness. Complaining doesn't change darkness. So we're talking about what we can do as Christians, as believers, as Christ followers, and we're going into what does the Word say. So let's look at it. 1 Timothy, it's on the screen, chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. I exhort, therefore, the Apostle Paul to Timothy, pastor at Ephesus. I exhort, therefore, that first of all. There you see the title for our series, First of All. So speaking of what should be prominent, what should be first place, what should be our reaction to what's going on around us. First of all, he said supplications, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks. Four different kinds of prayers and giving of thanks. Be made for all men. So prayer will work on all human beings, male and female, right? Be made for all men. There's no hopeless case. If you've got breath, then it's still possible, right? Verse 2, for kings, so that for us would be the president, vice president, speaker of the House, Senate, Congress. I just like to say from the White House to our house, that covers it all. That covers your boss, principal, school board, sheriff's department, police department, fire department, covers it all. The governor, the mayor, covers it all. So from the White House to our house, for kings and for all that are in authority. And the result will be that we'll lead a quiet and peaceable life. The Amplified says we'll have peace on the inside and peace on the outside. That peace on the outside is security and protection. Security and protection. Wow, we need it today, right? You know, we were having lunch this week, I think it was Thursday, over in Old Town St. Charles, Don, where you like to have sandwiches. You've been there before, we've been there before. And we were having sandwiches there, sitting outside. And all of a sudden, here comes a truck in the intersection. There's an elderly man walking across the street, hits him. Doesn't stop, hits him. We're sitting there having our sandwich for lunch. And right there, and the truck runs through the stop sign, hits the elderly man, knocks him up in the air. We heard a thud lands. There just happened to be a sheriff deputy there in a car right upon the scene. Truck didn't stop, Don, kept on going. And the deputy helped the man up, and thanks be to God, he was okay, shaking a little bit. But right there, running hit, right there in broad daylight, 12 o'clock, Old Town St. Charles, crazy world out there. Weird, crazy world out there. So the Bible says, so what do we do about it? Well, if we curse it, that's not going to change it. If we complain about it, that's not going to change it. If we do nothing, that's not going to change it. We got to be salt and light. Amen. And y'all are. Amen. So what are we to do? We're to pray first. Pray first. We're to pray for those in authority. And the result would be peace on the inside and protection on the outside. Verse 3. For this is good. The word good there means it has benefits and rewards. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior. Notice, who's our Savior? Not the government. Two words, letter G, but they don't line up. But they should line up, God and government. Okay? Because God created government. You realize that, right? God ordained, we looked at it last week, God ordained every position, sheriff's department, police department, fire department, your employer, the president, the vice, God ordained every one of those positions. He just didn't ordain every person in those positions. We can disagree with them, but honor the office. Pray for that. But this is good in the sight of God, our Savior. They're out there today wanting to redefine what God has defined. People are wanting to create their own God. Have you heard that lately? A God they're comfortable with. A God that makes concessions that they can live the life they want to live. It's not biblical. There's one God. He's our Savior. He's our Savior today for ourselves, our marriage, our family, and our children. Remember, if they get your children, they get our culture. All right? That's why they're after them. Verse 4, who will have all men to be saved. This is God's will. You've heard it. I've heard it. How can a good God send people to hell? Doesn't. Hell was created for Satan and all of his demons. But those who follow Satan will end up where Satan will end up, the lake of fire, right? All right? So who will have all men to be saved? It's God's will for everybody to be saved. God doesn't want anybody to perish. God loves everybody, no matter the color of your skin, no matter of your economic education status, no matter what we've done. God loves you. God's not down on you. God's up on you. No matter the hang-ups, the habits, the mistakes, we've all made them. And God still loves us, still loves you. He's drawing you today through the Holy Spirit. He wants everybody to be saved, to come to the knowledge of the truth, and to come. So we pray that people will be saved, right? We pray for those in office that are ungodly, if they are, will become godly, right? And then thirdly, we pray for the knowledge of the truth. What's that? The Bible, the Word of God, the Bible, what we're teaching right now. We pray that it will have free course. The only hope for America is the gospel. You know that, right? It's not Republicans or Democrats or Libertarians or black people or white people or brown people or red people or rich people or poor people. It's not a tribe. It's not an institution, organization. It's not education. It's not economics. It's not Wall Street. None of that is the hope of the world. The hope of the world is the gospel, is the Bible. Pastor, I don't get it. Think about it. Go back to history. How did they change cultures, and how did God's will come to pass? Through prophets, through the word of God. And when Israel, God's people, would obey the word of God, they were delivered and they were rescued and they were redeemed. When they hearkened to the word, when they hearkened to the prophet, guess what? Everything turned around. When America will hearken to the gospel, the word of God, America can turn around. Nineveh was going to be destroyed, and God sent Jonah, right? He had to go through Whale University. He had a whale of an education. I'm waiting on you to respond. Amen. He ran from God, didn't want to do it, but then when he repented, the whale vomited him up on the beach, and he went, and what did he do? Preach the gospel to Nineveh. They repented, and God delivered them from destruction. America is declining and on its way to destruction from the inside, but it can turn around through the gospel. Your offerings are helping the gospel go out of this place here at Church on the Rock. Side note, you know, you look at, you know, we got to take care of God's campus and take care of our facilities, because that houses the ministry, right? And not, it's not fun, it's not exciting, but it's stewardship, and God honors that. But let me just share with you, a few weeks ago, I gave the word opportunity in the 11 o'clock service. That week would be a week of opportunity. Well, opportunity opened for us to go on WGN. WGN, national, opened up for us on Sunday morning at 8 a.m. Never happens. Never happens. We're going on national WGN out of Chicago. Gospel. GEB. That's the Golden Eagle Broadcast Network from Tulsa, national. Door opened up. They said, nothing's opened up in the last year. All of a sudden it opened up. Would you like it? Is the Pope Catholic? Yeah. What's that? The gospel. Because the only thing that will save America is the gospel. And when America receives it and repents and walks it out, we can have a total transformation of our nation. Can we stop and give God praise for the gospel? Verse 5. For there's one God, one, not many gods. There's one God. They're trying to redefine God, create their own God. There's one God. They don't like that because they don't want to be responsible or accountable. They don't want anybody telling them what to do, right? For there's one God and one mediator between God and man, and that man, Christ Jesus. Verse 6, who gave himself a ransom to redeem us for all. He loves you today. He's not angry at you today. He's drawing you today. He wants intimacy with you today. He wants to have a relationship with you today. Who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Let's go back up, guys, the Message translation to verse 1 again. The Message. The first thing I want you to do is pray. Whoa. Not get high, not get mad, not get even, not go on social media. The first thing I want you to do is pray. Pray every way you know how. For everyone you know. Boy, that's sound advice. What in the world is going on? I think we know what in the world is going on. But what do? We're finding out what to do the last 3 weeks. Verse 2. Pray especially for rulers and their governments to rule well, so we can be quietly about our business of living simply in humble contemplation. Verse 3. This is the way our Savior God wants us to live. This is the way God wants us to live. Verse 4, he wants not only us, but everybody to be saved. He wants everybody in your family, everybody at your school, at your campus, at your university, on your team, in your neighborhood. He wants everybody to be saved. You know, everyone to get to know the truth we've learned, which is the Bible, the gospel, the word of God. The power of God is the gospel of God. Verse 5, that there's one God and only one, and one priest, mediator between God and us, and that's Jesus Christ. He's the truth, he's the life, he's the way. He's the only way. He's the only way. Verse 6, who offered himself in exchange, the great exchange. He paid a debt he didn't owe. I owed a debt I couldn't pay. I needed someone to take my sin away. He offered himself in exchange for everybody held captive by sin. No longer do we need to be held captive by sin and sinful habits. No longer do we have to be held hostage to our mistakes, our past. No longer do we have to be held captive to tormenting thoughts. Held captive by sin to set them all free. He wants us to be free. He wants us to live the abundant life. He doesn't want us to live bondage, held captive, be a hostage, restrained, restricted, down, defeated, depressed, and deleted. He doesn't want that. He wants us to have an abundant life. One man blew it all, the first Adam. The second man regained it all, Jesus Christ, the second Adam. It took one man to blow it. It took another man to restore it. And his name is Jesus Christ. Okay? So, let's have a praise break. Let's thank him. Amen. All right? So, Romans chapter 13, I'm not going to really get into this deep. We did it last week. But Romans 13, verses 1 through 7, talks about how every position of authority is ordained, placed there by God. Okay? By God. But that doesn't mean every person in that position is there by God. So that means you and I, we need to vote. And we need to vote Bible. We need to vote. We need to vote Bible. We need to get involved in the school boards. And we need to get involved in politics if God would lead you to do that. Because it's all needs to be happening right there. Instead of cursing the darkness, be salt and light and expose the darkness and drive it out. Right? So let every soul be subject to the higher powers. And it goes, for there's no power but of God. God ordained every position of authority, but he didn't ordain every person in that position of authority. Everybody got that? There are pastors are in a position of authority, and you're to submit to pastors, right? You're to pray for them. You're to honor them. You're to submit to them. But there are some really stupid, goofy pastors. There are some really stupid, goofy sheriff's department deputies. We don't have any here, right? Police officers, judges, teachers, people you work for, those in government. There are some people that are really nasty people. What should we do? Either pray that they change or pray that they get out and replaced with a person that God wants in there. Am I right? That's how we can change things. Submit yourselves. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 13. Submit yourself to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, the president in our case. Notice, submit yourself. But Pastor, what do we do if they ask us to do something that's unbiblical? The Bible says in the book of Acts, we obey the laws of the land until they contradict God's laws. Then we're not under obligation to obey them. But if they're in agreement with God's laws, we are to submit and to surrender to the laws of the land. Because why is this? I'm going to tell you why this is so important. I want my authority to work. Right? So for my authority, what do you mean? I want the name of Jesus to work. I want the name of Jesus to work. Kim, she has her prayer ministry online on Facebook. We get prayer requests all the time coming into our house. I want, when I pray for you, when you go on Facebook and you go on our prayer team and you ask for prayer, I want it to work when I say, in Jesus' name, I take authority over that disease and sickness. I command it to go. I want it to work. If I'm not under authority, I can't walk in authority. I hope you got that. There are conditions for prayers to work. If I'm fussing and fighting with my wife or husband, the Bible says my prayers won't be answered. If I have sin in my life that's not confessed, the Bible says my prayers won't be answered. So there are conditions for prayers to be answered. So submit yourself to every ordinance, law of man, for the Lord's sake, whether it be the king as supreme. Verse 14. or unto governors, as unto them that are sent by him, placed there by God. For what is government for? It's to punish evil and promote good. Government is to protect and secure good and punish evil. But today we have what used to be evil, now good. What used to be good, now evil. You need discernment as a Christian today. Unto governors, as unto them that are sent by God for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. You see good and evil there? Right? All right, verse 15. For so is the will of God. What is the will of God? That I submit and surrender and pray for those in authority over me, that I obey the laws of the land as long as they don't contradict God's laws, so that I can walk in my God-given spiritual authority and rule and reign as a king, king's kids in life. For this is the will of God, that with well-doing, good works, you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. Oh my goodness, through good works. For this is the will of God. Next, guys, next. Verse 16. As free and not using your liberty for a cloak of being malicious, but as servants of the Most High God. That's powerful, isn't it? Next, guys, I think we have James chapter 4. Oh, verse 17, sorry. Honor all men. Honor all men and women. Honor all. Love the brotherhood. Fear God and honor the king, those in authority. Again, we don't have to agree with their policies, but we are to honor their position. And if they're there not doing the will of God, we pray that they will do the will of God. I gave you last week 7 things to pray for them, right? Honor all men and women, black and white, yellow, brown, young, old, rich, poor. Come on, somebody. Honor all men. Everybody matters. All to be saved. All to be born again. All to be rescued. All to be freed. All to go to heaven. Can I say that? You know my heart. It's proof, okay? You can look around and you can know my heart. Honor all men. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. That's the beginning of wisdom, to fear God, to have a reverence and respect for God, to put his word, his house, his family first, his kingdom first. That's how we fear God. We fear God through honoring him and putting him first. First day of the week, first part of income, first part of the day, first in every decision. Fear God, honor the king. Next verse, guys, James, I believe. No, let's go to James. We won't do that, guys. Thank you. James chapter 4. So here's where we're landing at the end of the pray first, okay, for those in authority. We do that because it's the will of God. We do that because that's the plan of God and how we can restore our nation, you know, our community, our family, our home, right? The home is under attack. We're trying to redefine what God has already defined. And that is not right. That's not biblical. That's not correct. So we know what the word has said. So I'm going to do what the word says so that I can walk in authority in my house, for my family, for our ministry, for everyday life. Walk in God-given authority. You with me? Submit yourselves, therefore, to God and his word and all that we've studied, for example, for the last 3 weeks. Submission comes before authority. Submission comes before resisting. Submit yourselves unto God. What is that? Relationship. Authority works out of relationship. Authority with God works out of relationship. Do y'all remember the 7 sons of Sceva in the Bible? Fake it till you make it. They're in the book of Acts. And they saw Paul casting out devils, right? So they tried to use authority and cast out devils. And the devils and the demons spoke back and said, Paul, we know. Well, who are you dudes? Right? And they took off running. The demons ran away. They had no relationship with God. My identity is connected to my authority. That's why you saw me start today. I started this service with a confession of our identity. because I want us to walk in a greater authority, because there's more demonic activity. There's more evil people out there now. Ask Ron. There's more evil people out there now than ever before. There's more demonic activity now than in my lifetime. So we need to know our authority, right? And authority comes out of identity. Identity, authority to reach your destiny. Identity, authority to reach your destiny. So submit yourselves to God. Then you are in position to resist the devil. What's that? Taking your authority. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. He didn't flee from the seven sons of Sceva. They resisted him, tried to bind the devil, and the devils laughed them to scorn. They said, who do you think you are? Because they had no relationship or submission or yielding or surrender to God. Well, I got to hustle. Amen. You still with me? Okay. So next verse, guys. Next verse. Philippians 2, verse 9. Philippians 2, verse 9. Wherefore, God has also highly exalted Jesus and has given him a name. Can you all say that, please? A name. Whew. And has given him a name which is above every other name. So the name of Jesus is greater than cancer, arthritis, tuberculosis, heart murmur, brain tumor, right? Infection, right? Weakness, sickness, lack, depression, anxiety, worry, fear. They're names, and they have to bow to the name of Jesus. We call that the authority of the believer because you've been given his name, okay? Verse 10, that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow of things, three places, of things in heaven, number two, things on the earth, and number three, things under the earth. That's where hell is at the center of the earth. So notice it works in three zones. The authority of the believer, the name of Jesus, works in heaven, earth, and hell. Ooh, I like it. And right now, we are all in earth. I hope you are. I hope you're here. Praise God. So it will work in your situation today. Next verse, guys. Mark 16, 15, as the team comes out. And he said unto them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Remember I told you the only hope for America is the gospel, the preaching of the word, the living of the word. That's the only hope. That's what transformed every nation and generation in history. Verse 16. And he that believeth and is baptized will be saved. But he that believeth not will be damned. Our choice. Verse 17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Notice, we don't chase signs from church to church. Signs are to follow us. We don't follow them. And these signs will follow them that believe. So if I'm a believer, these signs should follow my life. In my what? I can't hear you. In my what? There's your authority. See, you and I don't have enough power in our own, but we've been given the authority. And when we release, act on our authority, it releases God's power. Two different things, authority and power. In my name, authority of the believer, shall they cast out devils. You're going to have to do that more than ever where we're living now, because there's more demonic activity and more is coming. They will speak with new tongues. Verse 18. And they shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall, you lay hands on the sick. Not just the prayer team or the staff. You as a believer have the authority in Jesus' name. Lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Verse 19. So then after the Lord has spoken unto them, it's called the Great Commission. He was received up to heaven. And where's Jesus at now? At the right hand of the Father. And what is he doing? Hebrews 7 says he's there making intercession. He's praying for you. I like that, right? Next, guys. Next, verse 20. So they went forth, and what did they do? Preach the gospel. We want to pray that the gospel has free course. We want to look for as many opportunities as we can as a church to pay for the opportunities that come to preach the gospel. That's the only hope for transformation of a house and a nation. And they went forth and they preached everywhere. And the Lord was working with them, confirming the word, confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Next, guys, Matthew 16:19. Pastor, what is the authority of the believer? You know, I still don't get it. We're going to talk more about it in the weeks to come. But here it is, Matthew 16:19. Got to be under authority to walk in this authority. And I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom. Everybody say the keys of the kingdom. What do you do with keys? You lock or you open. You open a door, you lock a door, right? The keys of the kingdom of heaven. What are those keys? Binding and loosing. What are those keys? Binding and loosing. I give you the keys of the kingdom. What are they? Whatever you, not God, you bind on earth will be backed up in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. To bind means to stop. To loose means to allow. You and I have the authority to bind and loose, to stop and allow. Oh, I like it. That's the authority of the believer. You need to know what you're to resist and receive. And you have the authority to receive and resist. Binding and loosing. Bind means you stop it. Loose means you release it or you allow it. Are y'all with me? Say it with me. The prayer of binding and loosing. The authority of the believer. I bind sickness and I loose healing. I bind lack and I loose abundance. I bind strife and I loose peace in my house. Okay, next, guys. Next page. Authority is released two ways. Okay, Pastor, we're under authority. We pray for authority so we can walk in authority and not get beat up as Christians and rule and reign and walk in victory. I get it. It's the name of Jesus. But how do you release this authority? Two ways. Number one, the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. But you've got to have faith in that name. You've got to have a relationship with that person. Number two, your words. You release your authority with the name of Jesus out of a relationship and with your words. What you bind and what you loose. What you say, I'm not going to tolerate it anymore. This is not the will of God for me, my family, and my children. I want it out of my house. I bind it. It stops today. And I loose the will and plan and purpose of God in my life and family today. Next, guys, next. What do we bind and loose? Let me just give it to you. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 through 13, you loose that. Listed in that is your blessed coming, your blessed going. Everything your hand touches prospers. You're the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. It lists the blessings of Abraham. Loose those in your life. Just go do some homework this week. Loose, start there. Loose that. And then verse 14, next through verse 68, you bind that. Bind that. It talks about rebellion in your children. It talks about groping at noonday. It talks about suicide. It talks about disease and lack, infirmity. Those are the curses of the law. You bind those, but you loose the blessings. First half of the chapter of 28, you loose. Last half of chapter 28, you bind. That is not God's will for you in your life. Am I helping anybody? Okay, next, guys, takeaways, I think. Takeaways, number one, build your faith in the name of Jesus. Build your faith in the name of Jesus. Do a little Bible study. Do a little Bible study. The Bible doesn't say faith comes by reading. It says it comes by hearing. So reading your one-year Bible is not enough. So build your faith in the name of Jesus. You've got to know what it stands for, who it stands for, and have a relationship with that person. Number two, know what to resist. I just told you, Deuteronomy 28, last half of the chapter. Resist what's in there. Verse number three, make your words work for you. Begin binding and loosing. I told you where to start, Deuteronomy. I told you how to do it. You have to do it. You have to say enough is enough. I'm not going to live down, defeated. I'm not going to live blaming, making excuses. I'm not going to live weak and worn out anymore. That is not God's will. God's will, let the weak say they're strong. Let the poor say they're rich. Right? We are overcomers. I loose that in my life and my family, and I bind defeat, despair, depression in Jesus' name. And he has to go. Amen. Is that it, guys? Or do I have another one? That's all, folks. Bugs Bunny, that's all, folks. Y'all get something today? Give the Lord a big praise for the word. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Let's all stand right now. Everybody standing. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I'm going to be praying for you all this week. Okay? We're together, we're stronger. This is going to be a supernatural week for you. You hear that? I prophesy it's going to be a supernatural week for you. Believe the prophet, you'll prosper. It's going to be a supernatural, I said supernatural, I said supernatural week for you. Amen? Give God praise as our host comes.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.